Tonight's lecture is going to be about something that Spaniards call memoria histórica, historical memory. Basically, it's about how Spain deals with its past, and specifically with its most conflictive and difficult past, which is Francoism and the Civil War.
Well, the Civil War is still relatively recent within living memory for so many people.
Well, it's within living memory for fewer and fewer people, but it seems somehow to be stubbornly lodged in the general national psyche, shall we say. It's certainly an issue, a political issue, something that's debated with great passion and heat at the moment, an ongoing issue. We don't quite know where it's going to go, in fact.
You've written about it. What are your conclusions?
It's difficult to draw conclusions when the process hasn't really finished yet. The first conclusion is that Spaniards simply don't agree. They don't agree about the past. They don't agree about the history of the period. They don't really agree about Francoism either. The second conclusion is that Spanish democracy, which is 35 years old, or less than 35 years old, is now strong enough and vigorous enough to withstand this kind of debate.
All countries are fascinating, but Spain's history makes it even more fascinating than most.
I mean, I obviously think Spain's the most fascinating place in the world. I live there, I write about it. You know, lots of British people go to Spain all the time, by the millions and millions. There are several hundred thousand Brits living there, possibly more than there are in Southampton, actually. I think, sadly, it's a country about which, even though we go there, we actually know very little about it. We know a lot more about France, we know a lot more about Germany, we know a lot more about Italy, the United States of America, Russia, and a whole swathe of other countries that somehow aren't really as familiar to us as Spain is. You know, one of the things I try to do is fill that gap a bit.
Why do you think that is? Spain's still fairly unknown for so many people.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with size, basically. Size and history. France is bigger, Germany is bigger. Italy is bigger, they're wealthier, they're more important, they're bigger political players. You know, Spain can be seen as either the smallest of the big countries of Europe or the biggest of the middle-sized countries of Europe. So inevitably it has to compete for attention, shall we say, and it's got a strong crowd of people that it has to compete with.
You're an Englishman, you live in Spain and in Madrid. What's the appeal?
Well, I've lived in Madrid now for 18, 19 years. I mean, I originally went with the idea of staying for a couple of years, so something must have kept me there. To start with, it was probably the nightlife. Later on, it was partly because it's such a fantastic place to bring up a family, and finally, because it's a great place to work as a journalist. Spain is a big and an unexplored country in many ways, and it helps that it's changed rapidly over that period of time, so one hasn't felt the need to move on to find new things, because new things were going on around them.
And you work for two respected titles. What kind of stories are they interested in?
Well, The Economist is interested in the economy. It's interested in politics, slightly interested in culture as well. The Guardian has a very broad range of interests, which again run from culture to society to politics. I have to say, less politics than it used to be interested in. And basically the news, anything that's going on, which I have to say increasingly seems to be about British people.
For you yourself, history is important. We've talked about the Civil War. Also, you're working on a book on Catherine of Aragon?
Indeed, yes. I have a book of a biography of Catherine of Aragon, another sort of Anglo-Spaniard, if we want, Henry VIII's first wife, a Spanish infanta, Spanish princess, which is coming out in the autumn. Published by Faber and Faber and Walker Books in the States. Hopefully, it will be accepted as the first new major solo biography of Catherine for 65 years, I think.
So what was the appeal of Catherine for you?
Well, her appeal actually was mainly to do with the fact that she brought Spain and Britain together. That's obviously something that interests me. And a rather selfish excuse just to go burying in history, really.